Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. 59 degrees with light rain at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News. There could be more trouble for Sean Diddy Combs. Sources tell ABC News a New York grand jury will hear new evidence against the one-time music mogul today. He's already being held on charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. One man now in custody after a violent attack on a cross-country flight from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. this week. It was wild. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
This attack appears to be vicious and random. According to authorities, the suspect repeatedly punched a person he did not know mid-flight. And according to another passenger, that victim is deaf and nonverbal and was sleeping when the attack began.
Another passenger jumped in, grabbing the attacker in a bear hug. The FAA is investigating. All the worry about the possibility of attacks on election workers or offices ruining a snack. A bomb squad and a hazmat team called when an unexpected cookie delivery showed up for election workers in North Carolina. They were actually a thank you gift from a local citizen. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high in the low 60s today, falling temperatures into the 40s before the day is done. Tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 29. West winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour tonight. Friday, mostly sunny and seasonal, a high of 50. Saturday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of rain showers late at night, and a high of 58. Upper 50s on Sunday with periods of rain.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Furniture.
furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with furniture, decor, and more. Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with furniture, decor, and more. Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show studios today at WRCO. We are honored to have more members of the cast of Grease, which is the Richland Center production this year, their musical year, and we introduced you to a few of the characters earlier, a few more today, as we'll introduce you to Roger, Jan, Frenchie, and Marty, played by Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. Cam Schultz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good myself. How about you?
Doing really well. I'm just looking forward to the production. Is it one of those things where you could go on tonight if need be, or do you need a little bit more time?
Honestly, I feel pretty good about it, but there's obviously times where I'm just like, oh no, where's my cue? Oh no, I forgot about that. But I think the more we do it and the more we practice it, especially with it finally being in like the home stretch, I think it's going to turn out really good.
Fall is a busy time, and so many of you are involved in other activities. How do you find the time to practice this?
Luckily for me, as a boys soccer manager, I oftentimes just get to like leave practice early and get in and whatnot. Honestly, I've practiced lines at practice with friends before, so that's really helped as well.
I'm sure. Yeah, bounce them off somebody. Well, you've got a little downtime then. So you play the part of Frenchie. I think Frenchie's character is pretty well known in the Grease movie, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's very well known. She's kind of known as like the airhead and like the beauty school dropout. She just doesn't know what she wants to do. She doesn't have like a drive for anything. She just wants to sit there and look pretty almost.
Uh-huh. So in terms of have you had to learn anything about doing hair or anything like that?
I luckily enough have a wig, so that's going to be pretty interesting to have on.
What kind of other outfit, what kind of costume do you wear?
I wear a lot of pink, because she's very, like, girly, like, frilly, very feminine. A lot of blue. I feel like that kind of symbolizes maybe a bit of, like, her, like, not knowing what to do with her life, almost.
Frenchie kind of gets along with everybody, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She kind of gets along with everybody, but she also kind of agrees with everybody on everything. Like, she likes Sandy, but she also likes Rizzo, and Rizzo originally did not like Sandy. So she's kind of, like, she's for everybody.
It's kind of a little bit of high school drama in there, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
that sounds fun. And I think that a lot of people know the movie real well. The musical stage version that you guys are going to put on is just a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more child-friendly, honestly. It's more simplified down. And I think that's a lot more easier to understand. Because at least for me, when I first watched Grease, I was like, what's going on? Like, we have this, and then we have that, and then that happened, and then this happened. Like, I think this is a lot easier to understand.
Uh-huh. Logistically, it's going to be interesting to see how you work in different things, you know, that are in the movie. It's a little harder to recreate those on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Luckily enough, we have my mother personally, who's been helping with choreography, and we have a really great stage crew who's been helping with design and getting props on, and I thank them all so very much.
Does Frenchie have a main song?
No, she does not, but she does play her part in Beauty School Dropout, where basically I just get to follow around the teen angel and be like, okay, I'll do exactly what you say.
And who plays the teen angel?
Then? Micah Meyer.
Okay. Micah Meyer, is that okay? The Frankie Avalon character from the Grease movie. So we'll look for that. Maddie Huber is here as well. How you doing there, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You play the part of Marty.
Yes, I do.
It's kind of a little bit of a more complex role, isn't it?
A little bit. I think it's kind of been simplified down a little bit in the high school version. There's a lot to her, but her main role is to seek male attention. And so that's kind of what my whole character is based around. Boys, lots of boys.
Sure.
But she's also a girl's girl. And she, in the beginning, she really backs up Rizzo a lot. Like, she's always with Frenchie and Rizzo. And then as Sandy comes in, I think throughout, I start to kind of support her more. And I think that kind of helps bring the whole group together.
And her boyfriend is... Does she have a main boyfriend?
Yeah, kind of. My main boyfriend is Sonny. That's played by Joe Abde. But I'm also engaged to a Marine somewhere across the sea. And I also flirt a lot with just like various people throughout.
Including Vince Fontaine,
yes,
the DJ.
That's the main. Vince Fontaine is my main flirt during the dance scene. It's pretty intense.
So for your character, it's a little bit of a stretch for Maddie Huber, right?
A little bit, yeah. It's a little out of my comfort zone, but it's really fun. It's been really fun to kind of just be really open with people and, you know, just have a good time. Like, that's what it's about, and we have been definitely having a good time, so.
That's the fun thing about playing someone else, though. You know, you get to do things that you wouldn't normally do, right?
Right, yeah.
Sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about volleyball. My goodness, what kind of a ride was that this year?
It was pretty insane. I won't lie. I don't think anybody expected us to improve the way we did. And I think we just really gave everybody a run for their money. And it was a season that we're all really proud of.
Yeah, you should
Very
be.
Very proud of, yeah.
Tell me about that match Saturday night with Aquinas. Was that just something else? Have you ever been in one that was that tight and intense?
No, I don't think so. I think that we all just really felt like we needed to be there and give everything we had. And we knew, like, oh, it's possible that this is going to be our last game. We need to go out there and we need to leave everything on the court. So I think that's why it ended up being such a close game. We were all just trying to play for each other and be there for each other. And yeah, it was a really sad end, but it was something that we're all very proud of.
I know that you'd like to be playing tonight in the sectional semifinal, but, you know, I guess on the other side of it, you can focus on Greece, right?
Yeah, that has definitely been the only plus side about volleyball being over, is that I've been able to focus more on the things that I kind of missed of the musical when volleyball was still going. Like, I missed some choreography and things like that, so I've been trying to focus on that and just, you know, just the whole production.
Do you have any main solos or anything like that?
Yeah,
or
I do. I have a song called Freddie My Love where I sing about my fiance, who's a Marine and gone. And I kind of just sing about how I like that he gives me stuff. He buys me a lot of things. But the song is really fun. It has some really nice harmonies in the back. All the pink ladies are singing harmonies, and it's really nice. It's really fun.
We'll look forward to that. And then costume-wise, what kind of an outfit does Marty wear?
I wear a lot of brighter colors, a lot of things that are more low-cut and just kind of tight because, like I said, male attention is kind of my main goal in the play. And, yeah, I have, like, short dresses, shorter skirts. That's kind of the whole idea there, just show off a little bit.
Is this your first acting role, or have you had other acting?
In Cinderella last year, I was Cinderella, so.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a very different role, so they're not very comparable. That was very, like, innocent love, and this is very more geared towards, you know, very teenage, shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Would you like to get into acting someday? I mean, in terms of like community theater and thing like that?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely community theater would be fun. I don't think I'll ever try to do anything professionally or anything like that, but just as a hobby, for sure, yeah.
Great. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room here. We have Leah Chambers. Leah, what part do you play?
I play Jan. She's awesome. She's just a fun-loving girl with her little pigtails and just getting along with everybody and nice to everyone and loves her pink lady girls.
Our radio audience can't see, but you have pigtails today. Is that part of the show then?
Yeah, I plan on wearing my pigtails, but I won't have them on the side of my head. I did wear them like that when I was younger in first grade, but I don't know if I want to relive that memory. But yeah.
You probably have the school picture somewhere.
I do. Yeah. My mom saves them. But yeah, I purposely put my pigtails in today to get more into my character and feel more connected to Jan.
And a pink shirt, too.
Yeah.
So tell us about Jan and the character and the role and how she plays a role in the Grease story.
Oh, Jan is... She's just getting along with everybody. She loves her pink ladies. She's so close. She's close-knit with them. She gets along with everyone. She's more shy around the guys, but I feel like that's more common for girls back in the 50s, wanting to be more closer with their friends than with the guys. But, she's really funny. I love her so much. She's very outspoken when she's with her ladies, so I'm glad that I get to showcase that because I'm outspoken sometimes with my friends and things I believe in. But it's different having to play someone who's shyer around guys because I don't consider myself a shy person. So it's just been really fun to do something new and experience something new and playing a part.
Yeah, well said. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jan is the youngest of the pink ladies, right?
She's a little bit immature when she's around her friends, but that's what makes her so funny and a laughable character, but in a good way.
And you have, now I know in the movie, Jan does the imitation of the toothpaste commercial. Do you do that in the musical play or not?
It's not written in the script, but I'm sure we'll put that in somewhere, at least in the school performances, because that's something you can't miss. That's what she's known for.
Right, exactly. The brush-a,
yeah.
Or whatever.
I've been working on it. Okay. I've been working on my brush-a.
And who is Jan's main boyfriend then?
I have Roger, who is played by Will, and he's been such an amazing partner. We've been able to figure out how to work together because we're supposed to be like, we don't know we like each other, but we like each other. So it's been interesting trying to figure out how to play that role, but it's been wonderful. Will's been such a good partner, so I'm so glad that I have him as Roger for Jan.
What are some other things you're involved in at RCHS?
I do mural club with Emily Dickman and with Mr. Rogers. We are right now painting inside like the cafeteria, the beautiful farm to table, mural on the inside. It's so beautiful. I'm hoping to get back into student council. I was able to miss it, which it's not a good thing, but I'm hoping to get back into it and help out the school. I am the drum major for the band, and that was a wonderful time during marching season to watch all of the kids play, and I was very proud of them. At the end, we did such an amazing job, so it's been wonderful to build relationships with everybody at the school. So
yeah, the band looked really good. I had a chance to see them at the football games a couple of times. The Beatles medley was pretty awesome.
Yes, so. I was very happy that we got to play something new because last year we played more of like a rock style, and this was different getting to play like the Beatles because that's more, and it was different because it's in like the 70s, so getting to feel that like vibe of love, peace, and everything. And it was exciting to do a drum major salute for the first time, which was different, and I was very glad that I got to have that opportunity.
That's awesome. So, and then the band, you don't have a concert until Christmas then, right? Or the holiday? Okay.
Or we do have Veterans Day program. But yeah, our main concert will be during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. So, but Grease will be over with by Veterans
Day. Yes,
there
will be.
So that's going on next weekend. Well, thanks for coming along today. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And how about Will over here in the corner? Will, who is Roger? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about, give us a character insight for Roger.
Roger is one of the younger greasers. He tries to follow along with Danny and Kanicki, and he tries to be there whenever they're there. And he's more of a comical character. His girlfriend is Jan, so that's great to play. And he's just a fun guy.
Is it a little bit of a stretch for you from how you really are, Will, or is it
honestly
close?
Not really. It's not much of a stretch. It's just more so of his mooning that he does that I don't do. So other than that, he's basically me, which is really nice to do, but it's kind of challenging to change myself too.
You're one of the younger ones as well, right? In the storyline?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so that brings up some interesting things where you're trying to impress upon the other guys and everything.
Yeah, especially with the pink ladies and just how mature they are. And it's just such an interesting aspect to how my character gets played.
In the movie, you're the one that injures Kaneki, so he can't race. Is there a race scene in the stage production or not?
Not really. We just have Grease Lightning, and that's about it. So
just do the song then. So
yep.
Do you get a solo in that particular song? Do you have any lines?
I do not. So? I have some lines during it, but my main song is Mooning, which I sing to Jan during the park scene. And it's just a funny song. It's all about me mooning in front of her and just waiting for her at school and all that. It's just such an interesting song.
Mooning must have a different meaning than what I think of mooning.
So. It's more of a double meaning, like mooning meaning like I love you type thing,
okay.
And then mooning as in showing off your bare behind. So
I was going to say, there's not a song about that, I don't think. I don't remember that anyway. But so is that a stretch for you to sing a solo and, you know, have a song like that or not?
Honestly, solo ensemble last year really helped for this. Gained my confidence a lot. And it's just a fun song, so it's pretty easy to do.
What about some other things you're involved in at Richland Center?
I am involved in band and choir and baseball, and I think that's the musical, obviously.
Right. So you've been real busy since school started with this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been such a fun time to have, and it's just we're geared up to where we need to be, and I think we're going to do great this coming weekend.
Do you have any choreography that you have to do? Do you have to do any dancing?
Got most of the dances almost done. We got hand jive in there, and we go together. And then the last song that we have, which is, I don't remember what it is.
Do you do You're the One That
You're
I Want?
You're the One That I Want, yep. And so we got some dancing in that. Mostly it's just Danny and Sandy, but.
Okay. Choreography would be something that I would struggle with, but you get along with that all right, huh?
Yeah, well, it's all right. Sometimes I have struggled singing and dancing at the same time because I'm just so focused on trying to hit all the moves and all that. So,
right, the two go together. Why should people come out and see Grease next weekend at Richland Center?
Well, we are actually handing out tickets to students at the high school, intermediate school, St. Mary's, and Eagle. So every student will get a ticket so they can bring out their parents and there'll be a free ticket for them. So that'll be great for that. And then the musical, we have to thank our stage crew. They have done a fabulous job. Cole Muth with the lighting and then G4 with all the sound. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it wouldn't come together if you didn't have community people helping out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sponsors. So, looks like a great show coming up. We're going to come back and talk more with the members of the cast of Grease. We have four members here continuing on with our show that we had on Monday, where we had some of the other characters and actors come in as well. We'll be back with the morning show in just a moment.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Family Prescription Center. where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook, she won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life, by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Four members from the cast of Grease are in the studio with us today. Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. And we're talking about the upcoming production. It's next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we hope a lot of folks will come out to enjoy the show. Certainly, here it is, Richland School District Foundation presentation of Grease. I wanted to give you the times, 7 on Friday night and Saturday night, and 2 on Sunday, and tickets will be sold at the door. All right. So would any of you like to have lived back then in that time, Cam?
Honestly, I think it would have been really fun, but there's obviously like different like cultural changes and like, I don't want to get political, so I'm not going to say that out loud, but like different roles of like women's lives and like whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty happy with the way it is now, but I think it'd be interesting just to try maybe for like a week or so.
Maddie, can you imagine life without a cell phone though?
Not really. I would like to say yeah, but we're also used to using technology that it would be really, really hard to go back to a time where they just didn't have all of those things.
A simpler time, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys have had a chance to get some new props in there too, haven't you?
Yeah, we... Oh, what have we got? We've got so many new things. We've got a...
We got a record player.
Yeah, we got a record player and an old camera. What? It's so tiny. It's so funny. We also have a radio, which is cool. I haven't really seen, like, an old timey radio, and I haven't seen one of those since I've been to my grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm.
We have a phone too.
Oh yeah, the old phone. That's. I think those are so cool. I would love to have one of those in my room.
Sure.
Love the. All the props are so amazing to see, and it brings you back to a simpler time when things were. Just more in person, I guess I could say. Yeah.
What is your favorite song in Grease? Maybe not necessarily one that you're involved in.
I think Beauty School Dropout might be my favorite. I love the choreography that the girls are doing, and Micah Meyer does such an amazing job singing. I love listening to him sing, and with Cam in there, like, just following him around and following Teen Angel, it's amazing. I really like that. I think that one's my favorite. Yeah.
That's fun. Which one do you hear in your head after practice there, Will?
Definitely Rock and Roll Party Queen, just because it's me and Duty's duet. But that song is just such a fun song to do. It just gets stuck in my head. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That earworm, so
yeah.
to speak.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Cam, what about you?
Definitely Beauty School Dropout. I'm always thinking about, like, okay, I have to position myself this way. I have to look at him this way. I have to turn around to look at him. Just a lot. Just I have to be focused on Teen Angel.
Mm-hmm. On the Teen Angel. That's awesome. Maddie?
Well, I really like Freddie, My Love. That song gets stuck in my head constantly. But I also really like, what's it called? Alone at the Drive-In Movie. Is that what the song is called? Yeah. That one's really fun. Danny sings that, and I just really like it. He goes into his falsetto, and it's just really fun to listen to, and it just gets stuck in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one, too. I think in the movie, it's just an instrumental of that one, maybe, but the musical, it has words.
Yeah, it does. So. It's really good.
Very good. How about some Grease trivia? We made the other group do Grease trivia, so everybody just feel free. Your microphones are open, so feel free to answer. What color is Sandy's skirt during the song Summer Nights? Is that, you guys?
Blue?
Blue?
Oh, yeah, she was wearing a blue.
Blue? Maybe it is on stage. It says yellow.
That was my guess. I should have said it.
Oh. Yeah. She has
a suit. I understand what we're doing now.
Yes, okay.
In the movie.
Yes. The original.
Why did Sandy become ill during the sleepover at Frenchie's house?
Because we tried piercing her ears.
Piercing her ears.
Yep. We do that in our version, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you
I
blood?
I tried to pierce her ears.
Yeah. Let me see here. This one wouldn't apply, I guess, because you don't have the race. I was going to ask you about that. What is Rizzo's first name?
Betty.
Betty, there you go, Leah.
Yeah.
Nice job. Do they mention that in the script?
They do, yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Eugene probably does.
What is the name of the athletic boy that Sandy went out with after Danny at the pep rally?
Oh. I don't know.
I can see him in my... I just don't know his name.
Tom.
Oh.
Tom. There you go. And I think maybe that might be... Oh, yeah. Who does Marty hook up with at the dance?
Vince Fontaine.
Vince Fontaine.
Yeah. Marshall.
The DJ.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys did well with your trivia questions today for Grease. And Will, your brother now teaches at the high school. What's that like having him in class?
I mean, it is... different, especially since you don't really hear siblings teaching you, but that first week was a little weird, a little interesting dynamic, but honestly, it has just been such a huge help from him, especially since he's my brother. I'm so comfortable with him, but it's honestly not as bad as you think it would be.
Oh, well, that's good. He hasn't had to discipline his brother yet, then.
So. Nope.
Okay,
nope,
well, that's good. What would be your dream role on stage if you had a chance to pick one, Will?
I think my dream role would be Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat, just because my dad was in that production. He was one of the brothers, and those songs just give me chills every time I hear them. It's just so good.
Well said. What about you, Leah?
I think I'd have to say Eliza or Angelica Schuyler from Hamilton. I love that musical so much, and those two ladies play such an important role in that musical, and that's my favorite. Yeah, I think I'd be either one of them. I'd be happy with whatever part they have.
That would be fun. All right. What about Cam?
As inappropriate as the musical is, I would love to be Janet from Rocky Horror Picture Show. That, I feel like, would be such a fun role to play.
On Halloween Day, too.
Oh, especially.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maddie?
I've been thinking about this one. I would say probably Eurydice from Hadestown. If you've never seen Hadestown, it is an incredible show. It's more modern, it's new, but the stage effects are incredible and the songs are just... they really get stuck in your head. It's such an incredible soundtrack. It's very jazzy, and who doesn't love jazz?
Right.
So, yeah.
We'll have to look that up. Very good. Since you're seniors, we'll put you on the spot and ask you, what about next year? Have you thought about where you'd like to be after your schooling days at RCHS?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just applied to Eau Claire last night, so I'm hoping I'll get in. I hope to go for business management, and then I want to go into medical sales, so I'll go to like a trade school for like 6 months afterwards.
Okay. Maddie?
So I'm enlisted in the Marines, so
I'll
probably ship out to basic training next August, and so this time of the year I'll still be there. So, yeah, and I'm trying to be in the band, so if that works out, that would be great. If not, I've got some other things hopefully lined up for me, so.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You're looking at making a career of that, or?
I think so. If I make the band, I might go career, but I think it just depends on how things go once I'm in. You know, you never know how you're going to adjust to military life, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, nice to have all you in here in the studio today, and we just want people to come out and see you, right, Cam? Come out and see this great production.
You're going
to
want to see this.
Yeah. It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And we know the story really well, I think, and so that maybe makes it maybe even a bit more fun, Maddie, when you know the songs and what's
going
to come
next.
Yeah, when
you know what's going on, I think it's just really fun. And it'll be really fun to see the differences in our version. And all the characters are just so loved, I feel like, by so many different people. It's very multi-generational, I think. Everybody knows Grease. So it's definitely worth coming to see.
Great. I'm guessing the Leah Chambers fan club's coming too, right, Leah?
They will be there. I'm sure if you see my parents, they'll probably yap to you the entire time. Don't run into Mark Chambers. He will talk to you for hours.
Be forewarned. And Will, this is going to be a great time. Probably you'll be sad to see it all come to an end, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to miss the seniors that are going to be gone, but it's such a great show. So I'm just glad to be a part of their last year.
Okay. Well said. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody going trick-or-treating tonight, too? Or
Too old?
We have rehearsal tonight.
Oh,
so.
Man. They won't let you off for that. All right. Well, we have some candy in the lobby you can have on the way out.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Will Bailing, Leah Chambers, Cam Schultz, and Maddie Huber. Grease is going on next weekend at Richland Center High School on the stage at the auditorium there. And again, tickets will be sold at the door.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut, and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
On our morning show today, we're talking about a special event coming up during this weekend. The Buena Vista Lions Club putting on a special time, a Halloween party. And in the studio is a member of that organization, Jake Kleckner. I think we touched on this the last time you were here, but here we are right on the verge of the big Halloween doings.
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit. Thanks for having me this morning. It's been just a busy couple weeks here, just kind of getting this ready. Actually, last year this was my project. This year it is Katie Kleckner's project, who is my wife and our service chairperson for this year.
Okay.
So, but she's handling this year. I'm doing the radio portion of it. She's organizing.
Okay, you're the PR guy then, in other words, it sounds like. So
essentially.
How have your events gone? Because you've gotten out there in the public and you've done a number of them this year, Jake.
They've gone really good so far. And we've been happy with the turnout that we've had. And the one takeaway from it is, you know, looking forward, each year is hopefully going to get bigger than the last year. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we've had this much community support early on really says something.
I like the fact that you're really bringing back the park and even the name, Buena Vista Bicentennial Park. I remember when it was first established, so 1976 or right around that area. So it's nice to kind of bring that back, and all those efforts back then are kind of rejuvenating.
Yeah, and we wanted to keep the name the same, just it would have felt wrong to change it, I guess. And everybody kind of agreed on that. You know, there was no need to change it. That's what everybody already knows it as. You know, the people who know that there is a park in Gotham.
Halloween party is coming up this very weekend on Saturday. And it looks like you have lots of outdoor activities. Could you talk about some of them?
Hopefully. They are all weather pending. The weather looked nice last week. It looks like it's changing. Hopefully it'll kind of swing back around.
Might be a little cooler, but it is November too, so what can you expect, right?
So keeping that in mind, and it is, you know, slightly after Halloween, and the principle of that was most of us were busy the weekend before Halloween. We didn't want to do it on Halloween because, you know, everybody in our club who has kids, grandkids, they're busy trick-or-treating. So we want to keep our events a day that is not on the holiday. So that way our members have the time to spend with their families, and we can hit it afterwards if people want to come. You know, we've had some success with that. People have reached out and said, you know, hey, we're so glad you're having it after or before because we're going to be busy the day of.
Do not put your Halloween costume away this week then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. As far as the outdoor activities go, hay rides, that was something we had last year, and we're going to keep that around this year. With a little more scheduling, kind of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll depart the park, and then I think it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to go around the big block to the hall, and then a couple more minutes back. So about every 20 minutes, you know, that hay wagon will be circling through. And then the pumpkin carving that we had at the hall, we would love to have down at the park. And all weather permitting. But we do have that big shelter down there, too, which is nice. So even if it does sprinkle a little bit throughout the day, but not all day, there's still that possibility if somebody just wants to come and carve a pumpkin, do it down there.
You know, that really challenges you. You know, you don't have a lot of time to do things and some wild things at home. When you're carving it right at the site, then right. You got to be on your best game there, I think, don't you?
Yeah, and as far as the pumpkin carving goes, too, you know, we had a great donation of pumpkins this year. Sheila Pulvermacher, just outside of Lone Rock, they donated, I think I counted 35 pumpkins. And then I went up to Mick Hipsch Farm and he just said, that field over there, have whatever you want. So that was really great of them, and I would like to personally thank them for that.
Well, that works out well. So it sounds like you'll have a number. Is it for all ages to carve the pumpkins?
Yeah,
is it
definitely.
Kids? Oh, okay.
I mean, I quit counting after 100, so we have between 100 and 150 pumpkins to carve. So
yeah, well, that'll be awesome. We'll give a lot of people things to do, and you're just gonna pull the hay wagon around with a tractor then around Gotham. Is that
yeah
how it works?
Yep, we got that one big block kind of goes past the park around Wisconsin Street. I call it the big block, I guess, but one of the only blocks in Gotham. Limited.
You're going to have a beanbag toss this year?
Yeah. So, and that's just going to be, you know, if people want to come out and play beanbags, we have the boards that were donated either by a business or in memory of from the town party that we can bring out. People want to play beanbags. If it turns out to be a good day, we plan on having the concession stand down there open. So burgers, brats, hot dogs. And then we do have a small inventory of soda and maybe an alcoholic beverage or two to get rid of.
And it's during the day Saturday, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is noon to 4.
Noon to 4, Saturday?
Yep, so last year I think we ran like an 8-hour day, and we cut that in half this year. It was just too long.
And that'll be in the warmth of the day then, so you won't have to be chilled at night as much then.
Yep, yeah. And if things don't go our way, we do have, you know, a bunch of indoor activities that we plan on doing too. So if the weather doesn't hold out, we adapt, and, you know, it's still going to be a fun day.
It will.
One way or the other.
Tell me about pumpkin golf, Jake.
So pumpkin golf, it's something that Katie had found, and I think is more like a chip shot challenge. Kind of, so we'll put the pumpkin out there. You know, you can have various sizes of pumpkins, but we can put them out there. You know, I got some golf clubs sitting around that I never use, and maybe a couple golf balls even.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, chip the golf ball, get it in the pumpkin.
Oh,
you know, just kind of like a for fun, you know, bragging rights kind of thing.
Oh, I thought you were hitting the pumpkin with the golf club, but not. Oh.
No.
No, that'd make a mess probably.
No, we don't want to put any ideas in any kids' heads that they can just go take mom or dad's good golf clubs and start hitting pumpkins.
Yeah, the witch ring toss. Tell me about that.
So the witch ring toss was something that we were going to have last year out at the park, and then it ended up being really windy, so it didn't work out. It's just a witch hat set up, and then just like a ring toss at the fair, but it's witch hats. So
oh, fun.
Just fun games for hopefully kids of all ages.
And there'll be some mummies there too?
Yep, so the mummy bowling was another thing we were going to do at the park last year, but it was really windy. We had these big inflatable bowling pins. Didn't go real well with the wind.
Live and learn, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. So that's why, you know, we've gathered, you know, this is the second year we have a budget, you know, keep everything from the year before. We had a lot of stuff the first year was donated from members too. So, you know, we have the availability of having all this different stuff. But if the weather doesn't hold out, we can just say, okay, pull this, put it away. And then we'll do this instead.
Okay. Moving indoors, and you mentioned you're going to be doing a few indoor things. Is there a dance?
So there's a Halloween freeze dance game, which I believe was found on YouTube. You see a lot of these on YouTube. We have a younger boy who used to love watching YouTube until we had to break away from YouTube. But just fun, you know, get the wiggles out. There's music. All kids like to dance, it seems like.
You're going to be leading the limbo, too, aren't you?
Nope, I am driving the tractor.
Oh, you've got a job,
yep,
today.
Yep, I have a job. I'm tractor driver.
There will be a limbo game, though.
Yep, there will be an inflatable limbo game that I believe was donated by, actually, our secretary, Stephanie, donated that limbo game for the club. So, and it's something that we'll be able to have in future events, too.
Fun for all ages. Gotham Lions putting that on this weekend. Could you talk about some of the other games, Jake?
So some other stuff we have is just pumpkin tic-tac-toe, and that, you know, that would be just tic-tac-toe lined out with, you know, if we happen to find an assortment of little gourds or something. If we don't find the little gourds, we just don't have it. Marshmallow ghost stacking, you know, that sounded like actually a fun one. Just kind of a stacking game for the kids. You know, marshmallows, popsicle sticks, stack them as high as they can before they fall over. And that kind of goes along with the jack stack with the red Solo cups. You know, the kids see how high they can stack a tower before it falls over. And who knows, maybe we'll see some speed stackers there.
Maybe. Yeah, absolutely. There are some people that are pretty good in that. Some other Halloween-themed games, too, I see.
Yeah. The eyeball dig is going to be there, so we'll be fishing eyeballs out of bowls, cauldrons, whichever, you know, whichever we can find. The caramel apple station, that was one that we brought back from last year. So Oakwood Fruit Farm actually donated 4 packs of apples to us, and then we were able to let the kids come in. We had the caramel sauce, and we had an assortment of toppings, and they could do their own however they wanted to.
Sounds delicious. Let's see. Oh, yes, costumes. We mentioned that, too. So you better keep your Halloween costume and use it on Saturday.
Yes, right? Definitely. So the Halloween costume contest, and that came back from last year, too. And I'm glad that it's after Halloween, because last year we had it before Halloween, and one of my sons broke his costume.
Oh!
So we got to emergency fix that before Halloween. So
what are some of the categories that you can win?
So some of the categories that we're going to have is going to be scariest costume, cutest costume, most creative, funniest, and then if we have enough groups, we would like to do the best group costume. And then, you know, for fun, it'll be, most of it's for fun. You know, everybody will get like a little thing, everybody will get a little medal or, you know, whatever we can come up with for a prize.
And that's for old and young? And everybody for the costumes?
So, yeah, it's for every, you know, everybody can wear a costume. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Halloween. Everybody dress up. Last year, I don't remember if we broke it up into 2 age groups or not last year. But
great photo opportunities. And everybody has a camera on their phone. So.
Yep. And then we'll try to, last year we actually had a photo station set up so people could take pictures. You know, we had a little fall set up along a fence and.
Tell me about your concessions.
So the concessions we're going to have, provided we can do the ones down at the park, like I said, that'll be brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, and then we have still have pop, a little bit of Gatorade, water, some adult beverages left down there that we are trying to de-inventory before the end of the year. And then up at the hall, we are going to have barbecues and nachos. And then we'll have the apple cider that Oakwood donated half of. So we'll have apple cider and hot chocolate and coffee available too.
Could you talk about some of the committee members and some of the people that, that help out and that put this big event on for Buena Vista Lions?
Yeah, so the first committee that we have, and I'm sure everybody has seen our Facebook posts all over, is our social media committee. And I say a committee, it's really more one person doing the work of like 10, because she just does a fantastic job at these. And we, you know, get it out there in our group, and then it gets shared 25 times and, you know, it blows up. We have the donations committee that I kind of head up. So the examples of that is I was able to find pumpkins and apples and cider that got donated to help this maintain being a free event. So the only thing that costs money to come to our event is if you want to get something from the concessions, but not everything at the concessions would be, you know, charged anyways. If we get donation stuff, it's kind of hard to charge for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Stephanie Rose, I think, I don't know if we mentioned her name, but she is your social media person.
Yes, I I don't remember if I did or not. So thank you. She's our social media person. She is also our secretary. So she really is doing the work of multiple people right now.
Yeah, I can see that. And finances, who works on those?
So, and then for our finance committee for this event, we have our treasurer, Julie Fleming. You know, she's our club treasurer. And then my wife, Katie, and then myself, because it's her event and I'm the donations person. And then our president, Alex Rose, you know, final say. We vote on everything, but still we have a final say.
Okay.
And then the food committee, Jessica Wanicki, she's been doing a great job too. She's the one that's been organizing the food for the baseball tournament that we had down there, for the town party, and just kind of keeping track of what we have and finding the best deals that we can get. And most of everything we have been able to get has been locally kind of sourced anyways. So that's been really nice too.
Will we have a lot of decorations around Gotham?
I hope so. So last year we had quite a few that we started out with. We were able to, you know, reuse most of those. And then this year we set